One of the biggest breakdancing competitions in the world will stop in Philadelphia tomorrow. 50 dancers will compete for the chance to go to the national finals in Houston, where they'll battle some of the best breakers in the U.S. As WHYY's Jimena Conde reports, bragging rights and the chance to leave a mark on the breaking scene are on the line.
Those faint squeaks under the music are coming from Terrell Edwards' sneakers. He's practicing his breakdancing moves in a Temple University common room with a dozen other B-boys and B-girls from across the city. Edwards practices his footwork, shifting his body weight from left to right arm as he quickly crosses his legs one over the other to trace a circle around him. Then comes the power move. He spins on his back like a human top. He pops into a headstand where he holds a dramatic pose, then he snaps back to an upright position. Edwards, who goes by B-Boy Philly Breeze, has been breaking for more than a decade. He's one of an estimated 300 breakers in the South Jersey and Philadelphia region. The technical footwork and headspins he shows off have taken Edwards to competitions across the globe.
I just got back from Singapore, believe it or not, from another big competition that was out there.
That's a far cry from New York City's South Bronx, where breakdancing was born in the 1970s.
It grew off of kids living in impoverished neighborhoods and seeing a lot of crime in their neighborhoods and saying, no, we don't want to be a part of that. We want to better ourselves, and we also want to have fun doing it.
Edwards first learned to break after he saw someone do it in his high school cafeteria. But it was a famous Swedish B-boy that inspired him to use dance as a tool to explore other cultures.
He believed, like, just going and being able to go to other cities and seeing new sights and smelling new things motivates and inspires your dance a hundredfold.
Breaking has such a global reach, there's talk about bringing the sport to the 2024 Summer Olympics in Paris. But Edwards is training with Red Bull BC1 in mind. BC1 is an international breaking competition in search of the greatest breakers in the world. Now in its 16th year, tomorrow will be the third time that search comes to Philly. Any breakdancer of any skill level can audition, and they don't have to be from the Philly region. The six winners of the Philadelphia contest will be decided through a series of one-on-one dance battles, and they'll advance to the national finals in Houston. Houston winners will head to Mumbai, India, where they'll face off the winners from other countries.
The competition isn't easy. It is easy at all. Like, it's a climb to the top to get to that last chance.
Edwards says Red Bull BC1 is as competitive as it gets in the breakdancing world. It's so hard, Tyrell White, another Philly breaker, won't be competing this year despite his decade of experience.
I just know mentally and physically I'm not prepared for it.
White says the improvisational dance is more than spins and flips that require bursts of sheer strength. Breakdancing also requires precision.
I don't care if you go to the gym, you work out, you want to be the top physical fit guy like Arnold Schwarzenegger, I don't know. But I know he can't do this, and a lot of people can't do this, and they can't see themselves doing this.
You have the basic fundamentals, and it's like, you know, you can take that and turn it into your own thing.
Antonio Chanza, also known as B-Boy Knuckles, is a judge this year. He won the first Red Bull BC1 competition in Philly back in 2013. He's looking for dancers who take the standard footwork and power moves and make them their own.
You know, you're looking for something to stand out. And usually for me, it's somebody's original style. Did anybody take the basic movements and add anything to it?
The person who wins the world finals in Mumbai gets a cash prize, though dancers say you don't need to get there to reap rewards. Just making it to Houston could get a dancer noticed by potential sponsors who help pay to enter other competitions. Hopefuls like Luis Carrera from Bensalem say cash prizes and financial support are welcome, but his ambitions don't have a dollar value.
It's more about the competition. They compete against people who are really good in other countries and build your name, you know, so people know what you have to offer, know what your style is.
But Carrera also wants to send a message to people in his native Lima, Peru. Breaking can open doors. Carrera says the best way to do that is to become a world champion. His first step is making it through tomorrow. Jimena Conde, WHYY News.